Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Sa mga balita sa Canberra, nagbunga naman ang muling panawagan sa agarang pagkilos mula climate activists ang nakakabahalang ulat na inilabas ng Intergovernment Panel on Climate Change. 8 kataong inaresto ng pulis sa ACT matapos manawagan ng mga nagprotesta para sa mas pinalakas ng mga pagkilos sa kaganapan ng climate change at naganap ang pag-vandalize sa kapwa parlamento at tirahan ng punong ministro. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Krishani Danji na sinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Nagtungo sa kabisera ng bansa ang mga nagprotesta kung saan kanilang vinandalize ang harapan ng parlamento o parliament house at ang gate ng tirahan ng punong ministro, ang The Lodge, at sinabing may responsibilidad ang pamahalan na ibaba ang antas ng carbon emissions.
We want the government to decarbonize this economy straight away and all economies set realistic tasks. We haven't got till 2050. The climate scientists are telling us we have 3, 4, 5 years at most to make dramatic changes.
Agad namang sinagot ang mensahe at binatikos ng punong ministro at kinundina ang naging di magandang pagkilos.
The Australian way is not what we have seen with the vandalism in our capital today. I don't associate in any way, shape or form that foolishness.
Sumang-ayon ang leader ng oposisyon, Anthony Albanese.
The minister was quite right to condemn any violence and inappropriate way of protesting that occurred outside this parliament and at the Prime Minister's residence earlier today.
Ang madramang kaganapan ay bunga ng pagsapubliko ng UN Report on Climate Change na may kakabit na Code Red Warning. Sinabi ng Vice Chair ng IPCC, Professor Mark Howden, na ang di pagkilos ay magbubunga ng mas marahas na panahon para sa Australia.
Humans are influencing extreme events such as the heat waves, the fires, the floods, the cyclones that we're seeing, making them more frequent and more intense in many cases. And that impact is going to continue.
Nagbabala si Professor Howden, ang co-author ng report, na ang pandaigdigang temperatura ay tataas ng 1.5 degrees sa loob ng susunod na 10 taon.
National emission reduction targets of 26% to 28% unfortunately are not consistent with the goals of the Paris Agreement, which is 2 degrees or if possible 1.5 degrees above pre-industrial.
Nanawagan naman ang Shadow Minister for Foreign Affairs Penny Wong para sa karagdagang pagkilos mula pamahalaan.
The earth is hotter than it has been for 100,000 years. We are just years away from an average 1.5 degrees of global warming, a point at which human security, health and livelihoods are imperiled.
Kung paano paghahatian ang responsibilidad ay kasalukuyang pinagtatalunan. Iniwasan ng punong ministro Scott Morrison ang ilang mga naitangi ng binatikos ang naging pagsisikap ng pamahalaan.
We cannot ignore the fact that the developing world accounts for 2/3 of global emissions and those emissions are rising. That is a stark fact. It is also a clear fact that China's emissions account for more than the OECD combined.
Nakatanggap ng karagdagang pagbatikos mula crossbench, leader ng Partido Greens Adam Bandt at inakusahan ng punong ministro ng pagbaling ng mga pagsisisi sa iba.
I don't hold a hose, mate, has now gone global. With Scott Morrison pointing the finger at other countries for climate inaction while failing to do any of the heavy lifting himself.
Ang 2030 emissions reduction target ng Australia mula 20 hanggang 28% ayon kay Professor Howden dito sa PAT.
Well, clearly, let's accelerate our emission reduction activities, particularly the energy sector, electricity and other energy sources. We can choose the climate future that we land in. And that's a really important point of hope, that there is hope. We can actually change the future we end up with. The ball's in our court.
Nanindigan naman ang Energy Minister Angus Taylor sa paninindigan ng pamahalaan.
We are already on track to meet and beat our 2030 targets. We update our projections every year. We have an extraordinary track record of beating those projections and we'll update them this year as we always do.
Sa mga nagaganap na nakakabahalang kaganapan sa kapaligiran at babala sa hinaharap, walang binitiwan o inaalok na panibagong mga pangako o hakbang ang punong ministro. At patuloy na sinasabi ng mga pagbabago at pagbubuti sa teknolohiya ay makakatulong sa pagbaba ng antas ng carbon emission. Ngunit patuloy na napag-iiwanan ng Australia at maaaring ma-isolate ito sa mga mahalagang kaalyado na nangako para net zero emissions pagsapit ng 2050.
We'll have a plan to achieve what we're setting out, and we will be transparent with Australians about what it means. I don't make blank check commitments. I'll leave that to others. You know, blank check commitments, you always end up paying for.
Comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.